know if New York wants to move to that, we need to enjoy this airport personnel. I think the best way for me to get myself back together after the privilege of scarcity giving me and to give you a very delightful spring is to ask the Samara messengers and all in the Simeon Gospel group of the Chicago tribe that they were assembled, and while I'm still talking about you, you will come forward and give us 1, 2, or 3 numbers to the church that we both have. The Chicago is the realm where opinion and organization actually functions here in the tribe. One of them is the Samara Messenger group that we just talked about. They're well known for their performance, church, civic, and social. Now, for the moment, you can't forget that. We're going to do all of it later on. And while they're putting together, I want to tell you something else that is probably pretty much like that. The Chickahominy Red Tent dancers appeared in the Illuminated Parade the back of the festival last week. And when they came to mark the field, I saw a man in the box nearby. And he was right on horn to see that group of Indian boys and girls in Chickahominy taking such an active part in such a proper thing as the tobacco festival. And I want to tell you one of the things that older than anything the Chickahominies have, but they have a camp. I think camp is called a camp. A wooden throw, which I think is an all-Indian camp, and no one called it in camp that too. And I think it's wonderful that the Chickahominies have that. I was just looking at the military room. If I had time, I'd introduce each one by name, but I think you're going to hear them.
Must be $1,000. Yes, that's a brand new house that we bought. It was a yellow group of cottage. I'm right here tonight. Today's brother's been here. And I feel that they're part of our archaeological video. Last year, we were back there part of it. So we're going back 3 years and we celebrated 2,000 years of living. So we will try to be on the telephone. So I need to
no!
personally want to thank the messengers, and I want to congratulate them on this election. I don't believe they could have brought it. Kinslow, you agree. They could have brought it. It's a more hard-long thing. After what you have said, what you have said, and others have said the other season, it was just perfect, just applicable. We're going to hear from them today before we finish the evening. Now, let us run along with our program. Is Chief Andrew Adams here, up on the line, I don't believe he is. And I haven't seen Chief Cook. Chief Cook is ill with his family. Are there any Pamunkeys here? I don't want to miss any tribe if they are representative of these tribes, the Upper Mattakamai, all the Pamunkeys. building. To my great surprise and delight, the Van Home showed me the ceramic room in this building, and this building doesn't only consist of this hall. There are many fine classrooms, workrooms, ceramic rooms, this, that, and the other, a beautiful kitchen and whatnot in this building. This building is your home. So any dress, or anybody, anybody. Those Van Homes have a ceramic room. My heart is warm, but warm, when he showed me several of the things that he had made and that other people had made, as well as the fossils and things that he had back there in that room. I was amazed and proud as I could be of the Chicken Army. Now, the Pomunkey people who aren't there, they've had their ceramic for years. They make authentic stuff right out of their plate. It's very enthusiastic, and for a customer over here, I'm real curious. They have their museum, they have their shops, they have things there. We here in Chicken Army haven't had an opportunity up until now to display the magnificent palace regarding the messengers and the dancers, but it's coming to light. And I think that every one of us rejoice that the Chicken Army have a facility where they can present their handicraft. And Brother Van has gone a long way, and I'm glad, Brother Van, if you come up here and tell us or show us what you would like to tell us. And when this meeting has concluded, I'm sure that he has some things that Brother Kirby and you are going to be experts. Kelly Ramsey is here, and several, Ed Bobbins is here, there's several experts here. Now, I want you to get from Brother Van and answer some questions from him. But right now, Brother Van, will you come up and answer some questions for us? Some I have on the necklace, and some I have on the display on grace. And if the Father is not dead, Brother James, thank you. James, would you like to have a word? Please stand up and recognize you.
I don't have a whole lot of things to catch up on. This is what Steve Kessler said with you. What our parents did, our father, forefathers, yesterday, today's faith, and so forth. But I have an impression today, we live together in harmony and unity. Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Been my lifelong objective. Put forth every effort that I have, the promotion of friendship, for our many objectives, for our many health goals, both long range and short range, that Indian people of this tribe and other tribes in Virginia and around this nation somehow and sometime be rewarded for their efforts to preserve a nation of people, to keep that culture, to live as Indian people only know how, as Indian people, and work for fellowship. Many kinds of objectives that we, in our humble way, have tried so diligently to perform. It's been my pleasure to work with many Indian people, not only in this state, but nearly all of the states east of the Mississippi River, many states the Southwest. I've worked through the United States Civil Rights Commission, the Virginia Conference of the Courts, through the Housing and Urban Development of the United States Government, the Indian people. And in our discussion sessions to try to discuss and to evaluate and solve some of the problems that Indian people are aware of and can't solve for themselves. I'm particularly interested in the history of the Indian people, and especially here in Virginia. The first to meet the Europeans back in 1570, again in 1607. I would like to say, hopefully an Indian leader, that the Bangs arrived in 1607. They didn't know what to call an Indian leader, so they called him a king. They didn't know what to call his council or his advisor group, so they called them nobles. It's specifically spelled in the history by John Smith and many other renowned historians of that day and historians of today, that only the king and the nobles wore the headdress of feathers. It was a distinction. It didn't merit for what they had done, but it was of nobility. I depart from that momentarily to speak on Indian people as a nation of people. I'd like to say that the Virginia Indians, the Powhatan Indians, are part of the Algonquin linguistic speaking group of people, which range from Maine, like the Passamaquoddies and others, the Indians in Michigan, the Indians in Wisconsin, and on down the Atlantic seaboard to Newsboro in North Carolina, who are part of the Algonquin linguistic speaking group of people. They had a language that was nearly understandable to all tribes. In that role as an Indian people, they had many Indian leaders. Many Indian leaders who put forth their effort to preserve the nation. And with all of their efforts, they couldn't preserve a nation. But today there are remnants of those great leaders that still live and cherish, as he cherished that moment of life that those Indians put forth for him. The name of those Indian people are in the hills of this great nation. They are in the rivers. They are in the mountains. They are in the plains. They are everywhere. And yet from some unknown reason, most of our language are gone. Their heritage is gone somewhat, and yet they have stood together somewhat. They have held together. They hid in swamps. Some of them went away. And by their instinct as Indian people, they moved back to their country locality. In reference to Chief Mount Costello, the Chief Cook. There are two oldest reservations in the entire nation, the Madison and Pamunkey. We do have a reservation also. We have a reservation of 6,100 acres of land, bordering on the Pamunkey River, and on either side of that reservation was a herd, a creek by the same name, a herd creek. We lost that reservation after the Treaty of 1677 because of the fact that it was under British control. After the British relinquished their rights over the Indian people and the colonies here, it became the obligation of the Virginia government. The Virginia government didn't carry out the objectives that they should have carried out, and that's what people were moved in on our reservation and finally drove the Chickahominies away. As an Indian leader, I thank two of those great leaders again, the Powhatan Ocean Captain of Real Wolf Boca, great pleading of my youth, that worked so hard and I lose the colors. Today there are no monuments to those great leaders. There's no monuments to Chief Okie Kenton or Chief Cowhead. There isn't a monument to the Queen of Pamunkey or the great men of Chickahominy. They have fought that battle for evil. Some of the great leaders of this nation. The reason I say that is because of the fact the Indians were aggressive. Didn't suffer those discriminatory practices like the Indians here on the Eastern Seaboard. If they had those discriminatory practices against them, and the motive of annihilating those Indian people, they too would be in the same fight that we have today, that we're in today. I had an opportunity to speak to a group of Indian people in Phoenix, Arizona, that Indian people should be united together. Western Indian people need us as much as we need them. And we need them as much as they need us. You know, the federal bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. wants to keep the Indian people apart. They do not want them to be united. Yet one of the strongest Indian organizations in America is called the National Congress of American Indians. Is not a national congress in the Union of the Earth. It's been my opportunity many times to meet with the National Congress of American Indians. Met with them in Denver, Colorado. Met with them in Phoenix, Arizona. Met with them in Chicago, Illinois. And with that in mind, many of the objectives in mind that Indian people have tonight, we're coming to the conclusion that the only way that we can survive as a nation of people, not only here in Virginia, but the tribes across this great nation, should put forth that effort for their objectives and their causes to be in the same nation. There's a movement underway by many people to abrogate the Indian tribes. Now, many measures in Congress. I represent the senators in the Congress that's working against the Indian people. For instance, the land claim has brought problems in the Congress that many of the senators and representatives in Congress are losing their prestige and their constituency because of the fact of that claim that Indians want their land back. I can see that they want it back. But I think we should use discretion and make a little more diplomacy. Because of the fact that we lose those great people in Congress that's there now, then what can we do? There's another movement underway for Indian people, and that's the National Recognition Act. It's that we, the Indians of the East, could have the blanket coverage of the Department of Interior, the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Washington, D.C., that we too can receive those services that other Indian people enjoy. I have, with my sisters here, prepared our document, both chronicle and historical, to be presented to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and hopefully our historical facts will be so pretend that we can be recognized by the federal government. But bear in mind that not all Indian people under the federal government enjoy the privileges that we think they do. I was in Phoenix, Arizona, and we met at the Sapphire Hotel, and I asked my manager if I could visit the Pima Indian Reservation. I want to point out to you something. I visit that reservation. It's pathetic. Some of those Indian people live in abandoned automobiles. They live in huts made of mud and sticks. They live in sub the best of houses is not as good as some of the houses around here. But by Indian summer, the Mexican peasant parents, how fortunate we are to have this Indian summer. I went to that Indian summer. They served coffee and donuts. The walls of that Indian summer is made from plywood. The partition is made from cardboard, and some of the floor is dirt. So we, as Indian people, and the second terms of those Indian people that are back in Indian reservation, is not just working that we are having something like this. I'm grateful for the fact that I've had a part that might not be affected. Time will tell. I might not be able to see it. It's my objective as a leader to help people to overcome some doubt, things in life that they can't do for themselves. I think if Indian leaders would be more friendly, they could come together and discuss problems, not only on the immediate tribe, but with other tribes as well. We could realize and a combined effort on ourselves to see that Indian people is enlightened of the legislation that comes with the legislation and the beginning, the very same beginning, the Congress, and many other forms of help that's available to Indian people. And there's a lot of help that's available to Indian people. I'm aware of some of the things that confront us today. I pledge my efforts that we will continue to meet the challenge and objective of life. Our people, after nearly 4 centuries of discriminatory practices, maybe our grandchildren and our children yet unborn can enjoy the freedom.